It's time for Advice Line. Call now at 800-866-8883. That's 800-866-8883. Here's your host, Roy Masters.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. My last caller wasn't really listening. She had an abusive husband, but the whole country is full of abusive husbands, if not that, abusive wives. No one talks about what I'm about to say, but which is there are more abusive women than there are men. It seems to me the women have the argument. They're framing the debate. Because, you know, if a man complains about his wife being cruel, domineering, isn't very becoming. And he can cry like women cry when they're abused. And of course, then they're always believed. When a woman cries about something, she always gets believed. Even if the man's not really doing anything wrong, she just can't get away. If she can't get her way, a woman can really get angry because she can't get away. And the man stands there, bewildered, and arguing, starts to argue and throw epithets at him over nothing because she's frustrated because she can't get her way. And she can't make him see it. And there's something wrong with the man that doesn't give her way. So she can scream and yell on the man. If he would scream like that, nobody would come to his rescue. It's the woman. She knows how to be a good, a good passive-aggressive person. She could do something wrong, and when she's caught, she can make you look like you're the wrongdoer, just for finding her out. Now, men can do the same thing. We can do these things to each other. But usually it's women who want their way. And you women know what I'm talking about. Selfish, willful, but you have a sweet face. Got it? You do have a sweet face. And when that sweet face means acceptance to a man. There's a lot of psychology that goes with that. Tremendous amount. And I won't go into go into the details. However, you have to be aware of anyone who takes a liking to you, to whom you have an immediate feeling of appreciation. That's true of anyone, not just women, manipulators, that they take an instant liking to you and they make you feel good about yourself, and naturally they must be good. They must be good people. No, they're not. But that's how you get married. There's something wrong with men that need to have a good feeling about themselves. And who could do it better than a little lady? And she can do it for two reasons. One, she's a Jezebel. God help you if she is, because there's no match. Men can't match that. He's finished. He'll become a wimp. And she'll finish him off and pick her teeth with his bones, so to speak. She becomes Man-Eater. There's another name. Give her a name. Man-Eater. But if she is like the lady that called a little while ago, she's had a bad home life, she has had low self-esteem, and she gives herself too easy to a man, and gives a feeling of worth to a worthless person, and he globs onto it. She feels momentarily feels like this man loves her, and that love could really change him, because look how much he appreciates her giving herself to him. But she's giving herself to the wrong kind of guy. She's given herself to the worst in human nature, and that's why he becomes abusive. And you can turn that around. And the reason why women become abusive and men become the wimps. But that's all that's going on in this country, with very little else. You may live in silent consent and keeping all your anger to yourself so you die from different diseases, heart attack, cancer, God knows what, brain hemorrhage, whatever. But on this program, we see if we can't fix all of that. Do you suffer from anxiety? And do you struggle with anger, fear, guilt, and depression? Have you been searching for the key to free your mind from mental chatter and emotional conflict? The answer you've been seeking has been helping people for over 46 years. Perhaps you've heard of a simple mind-quieting technique called Be Still and Know. Please feel free to download it without obligation at FHU.com. The good news is, you already have within you the power to solve your own problems. But first, you need to see how those daily little irritations to stress mount up and cause you to implode into unbearable repression or explode and lose control. Be Still and Know is a simple do-it-yourself, life-changing experience now available over the Internet, free, without any obligation. Go to FHU.com and rediscover the carefree innocence of a little child. If you do, you will never forget the day you heard this message. Thank you.
It's time for Advice Line.
Jealousy reared its ugly head. You know, all my girlfriends had relationships, you know, and I never had one.
Call 1-800-866-8883.
I'm having a great deal of difficulty with anger because I guess I people-pleased all my life.
Here's your host, Roy Masters.
Yeah, there's that people-pleasing thing. In mass, we are, in Europe at least, and America, we are giving in to bullies. The relationship between a battered woman and an abusive boyfriend or husband is exactly the same as what happens between countries. World War II, all the European countries, including Great Britain, try to appease Hitler. Hitler Germany was only 60 million people. 60 million people dominated the whole of Europe. They killed millions and millions of people. So how do they do that? By intimidation. And we try to appease it. Neville Chamberlain was the Prime Minister at the time. His principle's the same. I'm talking about old politics. You should know about these things. I was 11 years old and I see him come back making peace with a psychopath, Hitler. But you could see his body language. Neville Chamberlain was the Prime Minister of England, and he was very feminine. Very feminine, very feminine. I said, oh my God. I was 11 years old, 10 years old. Forget. I read him like a book. Hitler laughing up his sleeve. He thought that by appeasing, going along and laying down his arms, look how well-meaning we are. We won't arm ourselves in the face of them arming themselves when they shouldn't have armed themselves. That was the agreement of World War II. That's settled. That was made the armistice of World War One. I mean. But they weren't supposed to arm themselves. They did it anyway, and they did it anyway, just like Saddam Hussein in Iran. It's the same thing, and the world is saying it's unfortunate, and they're trying to reason with them, but you can't reason with certain kinds of people. You can't do it. But because we lack faith and we have fear, and we see that as a civilized quality, that we want peace. Naturally, we want peace. But what you have to be able to see who you're doing business with, because if you try to reason with what is completely unreasonable, that has your worst interest at heart, they will kill you. There are 40,000 murders in America every 40,000, 20,000. It's something to do with marriage. 20,000. Do you know how many people drive each other crazy? How many people commit suicide, blow their brains out, go mad, turn violent, do stupid things and end up in jail, killing other people rather than the people they should have killed, so to speak? Do you know how much mental distress and how much suffering that goes on because of this relationship? Men appease women Women appease men. And the appeaser is the lover. Now, this lover has two outcomes. One of two outcomes. The first outcome is that she's a broken woman and she's not mischievous. And she's just looking for love and she thinks she has to give love to get it. Actually, that's not true. I give love, I don't expect anything back. I don't expect that you love me back again. I love my wife, she doesn't have to love me back. It's unconditional. I don't love her, it means I don't like her sometimes. And I don't like her a lot of the times. And I don't like my kids sometimes. Sometimes. But I don't hate them. If I don't like them, it doesn't mean say I hate them. I just don't like them because they're not likable. Why would you like something that's not likable, that is, rude and out of order? Improper, no. I hold my ground. That's love. Love, don't hate your enemy. Don't hate your adversary. Don't hate your wife. Don't hate your children. You will hate them if you love them and to be loved. See? If you love someone to be loved. And if a woman who comes from a broken home, who has no self-worth because of a broken home and no father and all the rest of it. And so there's a void there that she hopes to be filled by a good man. And so she's a wounded dove. That woundedness attracts the wrong kind of guys. But she is immediately enthralled with the idea that someone gives her worth. No, really, in reality, she doesn't have any worth to him. He's a predator. He's hungry for her body to satisfy his lust. She means nothing more than that to him. And then she gets frustrated because, well, therefore she's recreated her own home life, hasn't she? Basically, it's the very thing she's trying to avoid, she's brought upon herself. She doesn't understand it. She's confused. She's angry, upset. Whoops. She has a conscience. Guilt. Guilt means she's the problem. Maybe she should try harder to love him. So she does. All she does is give herself to a beast. And he becomes more and more of a beast, and he gets hungrier and hungrier and hungrier, and meaner and meaner and meaner. And meanness works, because she loves out of guilt. Because she's the one that thinks that there's something wrong with her, that she, if she's to be worthy, she is to give herself to a man like that, because that's how you get love, because it worked the first time, but it really wasn't the first time either. First time was the illusion, the other times is reality. But it's very hard to face that your love is a terrible weakness, and you can allow yourself to be battered to the ground and even sacrifice your own children to the beast. So that's course number one. Ladies, are you that person? Love too much? Peace? Are you one of those people? Half you ladies are listening. I don't see you calling me. 866-8883, 10 to midnight, West Coast time. That's one course. That's because you're well-meaning and you want love and you didn't have a good father, you had a problem. You had a bully mother, a weak father. You don't want to be like your mother, so you copy your father. At least it's not cruel, but you're a woman, so therefore you are weak before men, but you always draw the worst of men because you're a wounded dove and you draw. You see, you don't draw a real man. Real man wouldn't want you. He doesn't want to be manipulated. He doesn't want to be altered. He doesn't want to be fixed. He doesn't want to be loved like that. He doesn't want to be worshipped. He wants an independent woman. And he wants to be independent. Independent, not out-dependent on her love. He already has love. A real man does not need the love of a woman. Is it hard to buy that? A real man does not need the love of a woman. He loves a woman. He doesn't need, psychologically need. He's perfectly complete. Don't you think you have to love what's right in your heart first? Will a mother, will a wife, or a children, love a man that doesn't love what's right more than them? Don't you see that they're all testing for love? Because there's something inside even children that will have power over you if you love to be loved. If you love to be loved, all you do is bring out the worst in your children. They sense it. They sense you're weak. And they can manipulate you. They can frustrate you. And you teach them to do that. Because you're not whole and you're not complete as a man. But if a man loves what is right, he's a whole, complete person. Well then, he's not exactly attractive to women. And vice versa, if a woman is a whole, a complete, a whole person, well, tends towards completeness, because we all tend towards it, don't we? Then she senses the weakness of men, and she's not attracted to weakness. Men who are weak for her. She doesn't rise to the occasion of weakness because, well, while some people have utter contempt and enjoy that, involve themselves with just for the pleasure of degrading a man, because a certain pleasure that women get from that superiority to the beast. The decent woman senses the weakness and rather not be married, and waits for the good one to come along, which is wise, because you know, if you jump into a relationship too quick, you miss a better life, because you're impatient for love. See? You can be patient with it when you're a full person. You don't run around looking for it in other people. And if you are part woman, part man, and part devil, meaning if you have a woman's nature in you, gentlemen, then you can play with women the same way, like Bill Clinton did. Because men are better being women. Than women are. Because men are better at anything than women. They are supposed to be better, except bringing kids in the world, of course. But men are not only superior, I'm saying that men are superior, it only makes you cringe because you have a big fat ego, ladies. Because when a woman loves a noble man and looks up to him and respects him, because he's already respectable and he doesn't need your respect to make him respectable, that's the problem. You get this? He doesn't need your love to feel respectable when he isn't. He's only respectable when he resists temptation of the women. The women can't have him. If you can have him, so can anybody else. So you have to hold him closer. You have to give him more sex and more pleasure. But if that's the case and he falls for it, you're killing the goose that lays the golden egg, aren't you? Do you understand, ladies and gentlemen, it's not sex, stupid? All these sexperts and all the things they teach you in school and everything that's written is all wrong. Because according to that rule, there's no other love except sex love. And that's what makes the world go round and down, because you are reinforcing the rottenness in each other. Literally reinforcing, women reinforce the weakness, the limp-wristedness, because you'll do anything. Yes, dear, anything you say, dear, just love me as I am. Jimmy Carter's one of them. He's loved by his dictator wife. He would give America to Castro and feel good about it. And Castro would give him a pat on his head because that's like his mother. He's such an inferior human being. He'll give himself to anyone that loves him. His wife's done a good job of shaping him, you have to admit, because he doesn't even know. He's not a man. Oh, dear, dear, dear. Well, I could go on and on and on. You need to get my book, Adam and Eve Syndrome. It's a very unusual book. You won't be sorry. I hardly ever mention it. I don't know why that is. I keep on mentioning everything that's free on the web. Because really, that's all you need. The CD, free. Write to us. It's free. If you walk into our office in Grants Pass, ask for the CD or cassette, no charge. But if we have to mail it to you, would you mind including, say that, tell us you need a CD or cassette and send something for postage. Whatever you wish. My heart's open to you. I want the whole world. That's the reason why I want the whole world to have it, a reaching hearts and minds. I want to be able to help people out of the miserable relationship they have with each other. It's everywhere. It's terrible in Saudi Arabia and Iraq and Iran, what they do with women in Afghanistan. My God. In one country, either the men dominate and degrade women. In another country, when women have too much freedom and too much law on their side, oops, you have no more men anymore. All the boys are little girls. You don't have enough troops to fight on the front. I get it. Then you have, you know, a shadow government rising and to encourage this relationship, which and literally destroys the men and destroys the children. The men run away and women become promiscuous, and there's nothing godly about the family anymore. And then there's so much pain and suffering, and the government that will rise will be enablers. Like your local dope pusher, you don't feel so bad. We love you just the way you are, but they also made you the way you are. The dope pusher rises to the occasion of the addict's need, and he loves him this way he is. But he made him the way he is. I get it. Now, the whole thing is very simple. It's just we have to discover something about ourselves. And I'm trying to do my very best for you to get a grasp on the fact that you don't know what love is. Hardly any of you. The great majority are destroyed by what you think is love, but you cling to it. You love your drugs, you love your alcohol, you love your pornography, you love your music, you love your food. Look what it's doing to you. It's killing you. That was my program yesterday. 45 minutes I was talking about that. You embrace, you pervert the very thing you love. If you love it, you pervert it. If you love your children too much, my God, watch for those cars that says, "Have you hugged your kid today?" Run away from that woman as fast as you can. Children know life from their children. Oh, they get such a good feeling. I love him so much I could eat him. And she ain't kidding either. Beware of the people who, in the beginning, you may not feel it. If you're aware, you can see it. You can feel the pull. You can see the deceitfulness of it, of the friendliness, of the offering, the love offering, whatever it is. Here, take this, make you feel good. Take me, I'll make you feel good. Got it? Hello? Do you have it? I know it's bad news. And the dark side of you is angry. Is there anyone out there that can find fault? You can call me a woman hater, you can call me a cult leader, you can call me a misogynist or whatever you want. But the point is, you can call me any names you want. That's easy. Can't find fault with what I'm saying, just find fault with the man. Call him all kinds of bad names. But show me where I'm wrong, and I will show you where you're wrong. You will actually expose yourself by clinging to your faulty way of life, when I am trying to help you from it. Did I say that you couldn't enjoy your food? Did I say you couldn't have sex? Did I say that you couldn't have a glass of wine with your dinner? No, the problem is the excess. See, there's something that tips the balance in what you eat and in your relationship. You've got to make sure what you eat doesn't eat you. And what you possess, you ladies, what you possess doesn't possess you. Don't you understand that the drug pusher possesses the addict? but he's also possessed by the addict, because if the addict, if all the drug addicts would suddenly wake up and say, I don't need drugs anymore, it would threaten the pushers, because they have become addicted to the growing need, the deterioration of his victim. He's actually helping himself while he's helping. That's the pharmaceutical companies, that's the fast food chains, and all the junk they sell you on television. Endless junk, endless pleasures. Viagra, keep it going, never forget that. Keep on enjoying it, get more and more and more pleasure out of it. It's killing you. It's killing you. Your whole way of life is killing you. Even the doctors, pharmaceuticals, which used to have the patient's best interest at heart, all you have to do is call up a doctor and say, send me this and send me that, Vioxx, Myox, whatever it is. And they'll write a prescription for you. Oh, doctor, I've got a pain in my leg. Oh, here was a prescription. Local dope pusher. This will bankrupt us. Will also destroy this nation, destroys the spirit of this nation. We can't stand a little bit of pain without something rushing up to take the pain away. We need some pain. What we need most of all is the pain of looking at what a feeble people we've become. What a disgusting people. But we don't know we're disgusting, because all those who help us feel good about it. It tells us how wonderful we are, how happy they are to help us. And then keep increasing their kindness and encouraging us to fail. Actually, failing feels good. Ask me why failing feels better. Because, you know, every high is a new low, don't you see? Every high is a denial. So when you feel low, your conscience bothers you. Life is meaningless, painful. You got lots of guilt. Your mind torments you. You have hungers, never satisfied. Rage, revenge. You're tormented. You're antsy. There's a pain in you you can't explain, conscience. There's a conflict between what you are and what you could be. But you don't understand all this. You don't want to understand it. Just get rid of the pain. And somebody is close by. Someone who deals like the Matrix. Suddenly, a passerby, a friend, recommends you this. A dope pusher rises. Someone recommends a vitamin, a pill, whatever. A drug, club, a religion rises to the occasion of your need. And that's the end of it. It just, with everything. And so you will always embrace the very thing that's going to kill you. And those who help you, help themselves to you. That's the end of our civilization. The false concept of love. The parasites and the would-be rulers of what this would-be desolate land, like Israel, like all of the civilizations, they can't let you go. They're as addicted to you as you're addicted to their services. They're addicted to your downfall, and you're addicted to the illusion of uplift that you're alive and being helped and loved and being served while you're being enslaved. Sayonara. Enjoy what's left of your life. It might even go out with a big bang or lots of cities. Keep on that way. Don't listen to Roy Masters. Think of me the way you want, but maybe you will think better of it in the next half an hour. 866-8883, 10 to midnight West Coast time. I'm Roy Masters with Advice Line. Do you suffer from anxiety, and do you struggle with anger, fear, guilt, and depression? Have you been searching for the key to free your mind from mental chatter and emotional conflict? The answer you've been seeking has been helping people for over 46 years. Perhaps you've heard of a simple mind-quieting technique called Be Still and Know. Please feel free to download it without obligation at FHU.com. The good news is you already have within you the power to solve your own problems. But first you need to see how those daily little irritations to stress mount up and cause you to implode into unbearable repression or explode and lose control. Be Still and Know is a simple do-it-yourself, life-changing experience now available over the Internet, free, without any obligation. Go to FHU.com and rediscover the carefree innocence of a little child. If you do, you will never forget the day you heard this message. Thank you. Yes, to be human, ladies and gentlemen, means there's a set of invisible instructions. You only know it if you're willing to know it, but you never find out what those instructions are when, until you have failed to follow them. And your life is a mess, and then you start hungering and thirsting after something. But then again, the wrong people rise to the occasion of your need. You get false, fake religion, fake Christianity. Not Christianity is a good religion, but mostly it's presented in a theatrical way. And so you really don't get to the meat of what's really wrong with you. Do you see what I'm saying? Look, I have a CD free for you. Go to my website, FHU.com, and download it free. You can also write Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon, 97528, and ask for a free CD. No charge if you don't want it. It's actually $30, but we are offering it on the web for free. The only reason we want everybody to have it. It makes it very difficult, though, to give it to everybody unless you download it and give it to your friends. But you can still write to us and just cover the postage. That'll be fine. You just figure out what the postage is and send. And we'd be happy to send you a CD. And it doesn't matter whether you can afford it or not. Just do whatever you wish. Okay, fair enough. We send it to you, send nothing, we'll send it to you anyway. And then learn that little secret of learning to know what love really is, how to give yourself to the good side of the force and drive away all the wrong people and learn to deal properly with the person you're married to. Learn to you've got to learn to love them differently. You're only going to appreciate there's another kind of love until you thought love fails miserably and it becomes a living hell that it was all along. You'll enjoy my Sunday morning sessions. You can listen to them on the web, FHU.com. And you can call the Foundation 866 Radio Roy, Business Hours West Coast Time, and order Sunday morning sessions, 22-hour sessions, approximately 2 hours, on one CD, only $50. That's one way you can help us if you want to buy something. And my book, Adam and Eve Syndrome, I read from it a little bit tonight. And I'm turning everybody off this evening. I can see it. Okay, but I'm on a roll, and when I'm on a roll, I don't care if I get callers or not. Sometimes the lines are jammed, and sometimes they're not. And maybe you're listening, which I think you are.
Line with Roy Masters. Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
There is a special reason why I do not write about natural love. Rather, I expose the seductive, unnatural, deceptive love for what it really is in order to dispel its manipulative powers. Lots of people love you, and then they betray you. Would you betray me with a kiss, did Jesus say? As if he didn't know it was going to happen anyway. An ancient flaw in her character draws a woman to a weak man. This flaw teaches her to feel secure by making him fail. Yes, when you're loved, you are being made to fail. And the one who loves you, at the right time, the mask will come off. And with horror, you will behold the hell you've fallen into. Because the wrong kind of love. You're trying to complete yourself in a worldly world to some human form, rather than him who made you. And so, it excites the weaknesses of a man to cling to the woman, which is what fuels in her a false sense of security. She feels empowered. And now she's addicted to empowering herself through his failure. But he doesn't know he's failing. He only feels elated. He feels like he's a man. No, he's just... The woman just made a monkey out of him. And she continues then to make him feel like a man by making more of a monkey out of him. And they don't know they're doing it to each other. This mysterious flaw in a woman rises from the spirit of original sin. The unloved woman. The first woman was never loved. He never said put the fruit down. And therefore he lost his divine authority. Yeah, that's right. He now only needs to feel divine because he's lost, you see? And the woman helps him to feel divine. And that's the end of the story, basically. Make a man feel worthwhile, make him feel like a god, and he turns into a dog. It's an illusion. Women deal with that, but also it destroys them. Because the hunger of a man increases for that service or servitude. Service or servitude, different effect, different kind of women. And it draws the worst through her, which expresses itself in him. He becomes the projection of the rottenness he's drawing up through the female. And therefore, the prisons are full of men infected by that relationship. See that? So, one doesn't notice that woman is typhoid Mary. She doesn't get typhoid, she just gives it. Well, mostly, very often she becomes a victim of what would have been a victim, and the tables get turned, and she gets the short end of the stick. One of you, in every relationship, one of you, either the man is the beast or the woman is the beast. You come from a family where the mother is a control freak, or your father is a control freak. And you're going to be shaped by watching those two, to be one of those, or try not to be one, and you are set up for the next generation of misfits. All right, we're going to go to Reading, Pennsylvania. Hello, William. William, are you there, or Bean?
Hello?
Okay, hello, William.
Yes, hello. You're speaking about love and all this. I wonder, what do you think of this sex change situation? These people getting sex changes, and they think love will be better if you go from a man to a woman or a woman to a man. Do you think there's any reality in that?
What do you think?
I don't know what to think. That's why I'm asking you.
Well, then I just leave you that way, because how would you know I was right if I told you what to think? You want me to tell you what to think, or can't you see it for yourself?
Well,
I think you have a problem, sir. I think you have a very serious problem. You want me to tell you what to think, and you wouldn't be able to recognize it if I told you.
Okay, thank
because
you.
Because you see what I mean? It's not a great question. I'm sorry, but this is what you call a spoiler. I'm talking about very profound things. And you don't let I'm going to talk to my producer. You don't let people like that on the radio program. I'd rather go through the whole program and not speak to one single soul. That's what you call a spoiler. Change the subject. See? Change the subject. You try to speak up to someone, I'll make a lesson out of this. You speak up to your wife, or usually it's women are very clever with words, and also, when men are women, then women know what it's like to be a man, to be confused by a womanly man. But when you're right on target, when you're pointing something out, change the subject. Change the subject. Confuse the issue. Start an argument about something else, so that you frame the debate differently. And the argument becomes so spurious that after a while you won't even know what the hell it was that you were trying to say in the first place, or you begin to think you're nuts. One must be very careful with spoilers. See, I'm on a roll. I'm making some points. Everybody's quietly listening. I get it. It's not something that... this is not common radio programming. Sometimes I've got lots of calls. Sometimes people are listening. They've identified. They're beginning to see it. And that enables me to go on a roll to keep strengthening the point. So digging it deeper into the listener. And so that all of a sudden, a little light goes on. Yes, I get it. I love to be loved. Well, isn't that normal? No. It's what everybody does. If everybody puts their head in the fire, would you do the same thing? No. Of course, I mean, you might. You just might. As long as everybody was doing it, you would follow through. They're all societies like that. You have a society of people who kill others and think they're doing God a favor, and everybody's doing it, or at least supporting it, or turning the head the other way. Silent consent. So, the problem is, let me just play around with the idea, since the spoiler interrupted my train of thought. It's okay, because it's heavy enough. What does it mean to love unconditionally? It means it's simply this: not to accept a person for what they are unconditionally, because that's dangerous stuff. That's very dangerous stuff. I mean, you look at a person and they're okay, and they look at you and you're okay. No, that's like thieves and robbers rubbing each other's slimy backs. No, that's not what unconditional love is. It means it has no conditions. I do something nice for someone. It's not a big deal. I like to do it. And if you appreciate it, that's good for you, and it's good for me. And if you don't appreciate it, it's still good for me. I can't lose. If you take advantage of me, it's part of life. I learn to deal with it properly. That's good for me, not good for you. You see that I stand and correct you, stand in correction, in a way you've never been corrected before. Maybe nobody ever corrected you. Everybody hated you. Everybody outdid you, took advantage of you, taking advantage. It's a game. So I hold up a light. I'm not upset. I do feel pain. Betrayal does make a person hurt inside. But then you don't hate the hurt. I don't hate the hurt. That's love. I'm not going to do to you, hate you the way you hated me, because after all, when a manipulator does something, do you think that's love? It's violation. To manipulate a person out of anything is to violate. And now you ladies, you understand, because you're very good at this. This is your game. And of course, when men do it, they do it better. When the men learn to be women, they're better at it. They've got the force of a man. But when you manipulate, when you put your will into someone, when you love someone willfully, a lot of women look at the man, I can control him. Secret. I can have him, I can have any man I want. That's a horrible attitude. No right-thinking woman thinks like that, but you thought that. And you can see in yourself, oh, I think that way. I'm ashamed. But you're damned if you can have a man. Why? Because He has you. The drug pusher and the dope addict are bonded. The drug pusher is addicted to the downfall of the addict. He feeds on his failing. And so, therefore, a willful woman feeds on a man's failing. And she has to play the game of love. Of course, when she can't have a way, or when she's not satisfied, or when she can't get enough, she gets angry, and there's a big scene, and the man gets upset. Well, what's the matter with her? I just gave her a diamond ring. I bought her a fur coat. Why is she behaving? She's damned if she gets it, because it doesn't satisfy. It isn't enough. It brings out the beast in her, because her manipulation has worked. He's failed. Something in her rises like a cobra with terrible contempt towards the man, because maybe the woman really wants the man to say no to her and stop trying so hard to please her, to get her to give him love for his love. See? Women are much more astute to these things than men are. That's why I think ladies can understand me better, because, well, men don't understand women. I do. I understand you perfectly. I would have men understand you too. But they're too selfish. They look at you as ice cream sundaes. And you're foolish enough to let it happen. If I were you, you want a better life, I would suggest you dress down. Meaning, take all the lip gloss off, the shadow eyelashes and that mask. Reminds me of an old joke. Guy gets married and first evening they get together. Takes the eyelashes off and puts them in the drawer. She takes the hair off and puts it in the drawer. He takes her off and puts them in the drawer. The guy didn't know whether to sleep in the drawer or in the bed. It's just to go to mask. What do you want to put a mask on for? Why do you want to put more lavishing than you really are? Isn't natural good enough? No. The more you can stimulate, the more control you can have over that person. The more excitement you give them, the more you can keep them distracted from the pain of being excited and being manipulated. It's endless. And the agony is endless. Oh, dear, dear. Well, 866. Radio Roy, FHU.com. My book, Adam and Eve Syndrome. Get a copy. Do you suffer from anxiety, and do you struggle with anger, fear, guilt, and depression? Have you been searching for the key to free your mind from mental chatter and emotional conflict? The answer you've been seeking has been helping people for over 46 years. Perhaps you've heard of a simple mind-quieting technique called Be Still and Know. Please feel free to download it without obligation at FHU.com. The good news is you already have within you the power to solve your own problems. But first you need to see how those daily little irritations to stress mount up and cause you to implode into unbearable repression or explode and lose control. Be Still and Know is a simple do-it-yourself, life-changing experience now available over the Internet, free, without any obligation. Go to FHU.com and rediscover the carefree innocence of a little child. If you do, you will never forget the day you heard this message. Thank you.
Join the thousands who have gained enlightenment through the foundation of human understanding and from listening to Advice Line with Roy Masters. You'll find a wealth of information by visiting FHU.com. Sunday sessions at the foundation are a popular event, but if you're unable to attend, you can now take them home with you. That's right. Enjoy 20 Sunday sessions on MP3 CD, 40 hours of audio on one CD. Find out more at FHU.com. Recent topics of Sunday sessions include Original Sin, Why It's No Longer Your Fault, Faith, Doubting the Demon of Doubt, and Food, the Most Dangerous Drug of All. Enjoy these and other relevant topics by ordering your Sunday sessions on CD. 20 sessions in all, a full 40 hours of audio. Find out more at FHU.com or call us during West Coast business hours at 1-800-877-3227. 1-800-877-3227.
Your life can be all that you had hoped it could be. Sometimes, all we need is a little help in understanding how to unlock those doors that confine us. The first crucial step is to reach out. Countless people just like you have changed their lives for the better through the assistance of Roy Masters and Advice Line. Now you can order Advice Line shows on MP3, CD, 40 hours of audio by visiting FHU.com or by calling us at 1-800-877-3227. Catch up with those lost programs by ordering your CD today. Priceless information, insightful programming, a calming resolve. All available through Advice Line with Roy Masters. Order your 40-hour audio CD or simply subscribe today and never miss another show. Visit FHU.com or call the Foundation at 1-800-877-3227. That's 1-800-877-3227.
You're listening to Advice Live with Roy Masters. Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
Now, either you won't be able to remember a word I said, but you got the point. And I'll just rehash that point in a minute. Or you remembered a lot of what I said, but it's all twisted. And you got some judgments against me. Correct? Now, Monday, I'll be back again, and those of you who have these judgments, throw at me what you think I said. I guarantee you I never said it. Your mind, the defense mechanisms of your mind are so dark that when a man speaks the truth, you can't hear it. Your mind, whatever is standing at the gate, the gatekeeper of your soul, which is something dark, will take my words and you would hear something completely opposite. Only those who hunger and thirst after truth, they will admit, I can't remember a whole lot of what he said. No point in writing it down, it's too much. I get the point. It's all about one point. If you love God first, whatever that means, I'll show you how to do that. Meditate with my meditation exercise. FHU.com, download it free. And we'll send you a copy free. Because nothing will work until you learn to join your one to the one that created the universe. Then love flows through you, and you love unconditionally, meaning there's no conditions. You don't have to be loved back. If people love you back, it's out of their own free will, not out of being manipulated. See? Because when you manipulate for anything, you violate people. When you're angry with your children and manipulate them to be good, you're violating them. Love doesn't do that. Love doesn't expect outcome. Love doesn't plan outcome. Love has no frustrations. Only those who are outcome-based have frustrations. So if you have frustrations, with someone, because you're trying too hard to get them to see your point, and so you can make them into what you want to make them, or make them see what you want them to see, and they don't want to see it. Or they see it, they don't want to do what you want. And that's okay. And you can reject everything I say. I'm not here to pressure you to buy anything. It's all free. And even, especially what I've said this evening, you're free to accept it or reject it. Because if I was willful about it, I'd be frustrated because you didn't get it. Or I was willful about telling you the truth. And even if it was the truth, if I was to pressure you, it would rob you of the freedom to accept it or reject it. You become a slave of it if I was successful in making you, converting you through pressure. It may be truth, but it isn't, it's only verse, all you'll have is a man. Verses, words, chapters, study. I'm trying to deliver it to you back to who made you. That's my happiness. I do that, and you see that all your problems fall away. Ah, I see. I was blind, and now I see. I wanted to be blind because I was selfish. I didn't want to see that my love was a selfish love, a greedy love, a beast. See? I didn't want to see how I violated my children. I drove my husband away. Or I drove my wife mad because I was so weak for love. Well, all she really needed was love from me, and I didn't know what it was. I made her my mama. All she wanted was a man. Oh, God, she hated me. Wonder she has a nervous breakdown. I tried to bring her flowers. I tried to do so many things, and she got worse. Why is that? Now I see it. I wanted to love me. I bought her the flowers for that. And she hated me for that because I was loving to get something from her, and she didn't want to give it because she sensed she's a woman. She knows that you're pulling on her dark side and making her feel dirty. Isn't that right, young lady? All the ladies who agree with me, say hallelujah. Okay, because I understand you. I understand you need real men. The trouble is, you're encouraged by the corrupt culture and the corrupt teachings and the fake psychology and your TV and your what you learn in school. And no wonder you have misery and suffering, and the very people who have encouraged you to be that way will eventually rule you. You will actually elect them to enable you to feel okay about what you are. And then you have dictatorship, because that's what dictatorships are all about. A wicked people, a wicked dictator, by rotten people, for rotten people. Not like America should be. In other words, you're going to get what you deserve one day. But then I get what I don't deserve. Because I have to live with what you elect politically, you see. Thank you very much for listening and support my program, 866 Radio Roy, FHU.com. Go to my website, program number. Do you suffer from anxiety? And do you struggle with anger, fear, guilt, and depression? Have you been searching for the key to free your mind from mental chatter and emotional conflict? The answer you've been seeking has been helping people for over 46 years. Perhaps you've heard of a simple mind-quieting technique called Be Still and Know. Please feel free to download it without obligation at FHU.com. The good news is, you already have within you the power to solve your own problems, but first you need to see how those daily little irritations to stress mount up and cause you to implode into unbearable repression or explode and lose control. Be Still and Know is a simple do-it-yourself, life-changing experience now available over the Internet, free, without any obligation. Go to FHU.com and rediscover the carefree innocence of a little child. If you do, you will never forget the day you heard this message. Thank you.
Join the thousands who have gained enlightenment through the foundation of human understanding and from listening to Advice Line with Roy Masters. You'll find a wealth of information by visiting FHU.com. Sunday sessions at the foundation are a popular event, but if you're unable to attend, you can now take them home with you. That's right. Enjoy 20 Sunday sessions on MP3 CD. 40 hours of audio on one CD. Find out more at FHU.com. Recent topics of Sunday sessions include Original Sin, Why It's No Longer Your Fault, Faith, Doubting the Demon of Doubt, and Food, the Most Dangerous Drug of All. Enjoy these and other relevant topics by ordering your Sunday sessions on CD. 20 sessions in all, a full 40 hours of audio. Find out more at FHU.com or call us during West Coast business hours at 1-800-877-3227. 1-800-877-3227.